The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Through the experience of having a loved one in addiction, I'm finding healing through applying the principles of the 12 steps in my own life personally. And this step, step 9, has been a great blessing to me on both aspects of what this step is meant for. As a wife of an amazing man who has suffered and battled with an addiction to pornography most of his life. Being married almost 20 years now and dealing with this addiction, even before that in our relationship, this step has brought so much hope to me in my life. Being able to have an opportunity to forgive and to understand forgiving in a way that I never could. I'm so grateful because of what I've been able to learn. I'm so grateful for this, the atonement in my life, and for the opportunity that I've had to apply this step and to watch someone who I love so deeply overcome something that many can't and couldn't without our Savior's help. I know this to be true, and I have a very strong testimony of that. I am so grateful for the aspect that I've had of being able to have my sweetheart go through this process of step 9 and be able to make restitution with me and in our marriage and in our family because of the behaviors that come with an addiction to pornography and for the devastation that I felt in my life because of those behaviors. And I'm so grateful for his willingness and his honesty to apply this attribute or this step in his life so that we could get past and move forward, because without it, we couldn't. I could not heal, and we wouldn't still be here. We wouldn't have the most amazing, beautiful 7 kids in the whole world that we have because of that gift. And I'm so thankful for that in my life. The greatest blessing I have is the healing of the atonement and the opportunity that it's given me to understand the power of forgiveness, not just the power of forgiving. Serving a mission, I thought I understood what the atonement was. Being raised in the gospel, I thought I understood it. But until we had this opportunity to endure this particular addiction and the behaviors that came with it and that kind of devastation that it brings upon a marriage and a family, I never could have grown and learned what I've done, what I have. And I'm so grateful for that in my life. It's the greatest blessing that I have in my life. Because not only am I able to be a better wife and we have a stronger marriage, but now I'm able to be a better mother. I am able to, we have learned things that will take us forever, all throughout eternity with our children, on a higher level than we could have been, with knowledge and power against the adversary and against addiction, and opened eyes to what this world is offering and how we can help prevent our children from enduring the same addiction throughout the rest of their life and bringing it into a marriage that they don't even realize it would be affecting. And for that, I am eternally grateful for. I have personally been healed by the atonement of our Savior completely from all pain and all hurt and all memory, and did not realize until you feel one aspect of it, the spectrum. And as you endure it, you do not realize the true healing power until our Savior grants that unto you. And then you are granted this most incredible gift of happiness and healing and hope that I never dreamed possible, just as far on the other end of the spectrum. And it is powerful and it is amazing. It is beautiful. And what it's taught me is it's helped me to understand the importance of my seeking forgiveness for others and the power of healing that that helps me to be able to grant others. And forever will I be grateful for that as well, because I am so imperfect. Just because I don't have an addiction that I am coming to this 12-step program for, serving in this program for the last 2.5 years, has granted me an opportunity to recognize the humility and the power of humility, and how this program is a cleansing program that is for everybody. It doesn't matter what our struggles are. We all need it. And how grateful I am for that gift, because it is granting me an opportunity to learn more about my Savior and who he is and who he wants me to be. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm grateful because it allows me to become a better wife and a better mother to my kids. And that I am thankful for. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Carrie.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.